Regulations and restrictions. Regulations. The air freight business is governed by the regulations of the air traffic governing bodies of the countries in which they operate. For example, in the U.S., the FAA governs air carriers, airports, and air traffic control. In the UK, the UK Civil Aviation Authority, CAA, fills this role. The IATA and the ICAO also play a role in standardization. For example, the ICAO standardizes licensing. Under ICAO rules, a country can limit the number of flights in or out of its airspace. In the early 1990s, the U.S. and the Netherlands created an open skies agreement that removed any limits between the two countries. Since then, many countries have entered into similar agreements. Shippers should be careful about packaging, as air freight carriers will charge for excess packaging. Take time to determine the best kind of packaging to use, conventional versus light. Remember, packaging translates into extra weight. When an item does not have sufficient packaging, insurers may not cover the item. Restrictions. IATA dangerous goods regulations limit risk to aircraft safety by prohibiting shipment of specific dangerous goods and set strict restrictions on some dangerous goods that are allowed in specific quantities on specific types of flights. Dangerous goods and their air transport restrictions are discussed in detail elsewhere. Shippers who are shipping cargo such as delicate medical instruments or animals need to specify if their cargo is sensitive to low temperatures or pressurization changes. Air freight carriers tend to keep cargo at low temperatures unless the cargo requirements specify otherwise. Air cargo is almost always transported in pressurized holds. A few cargo planes operate at low altitudes without pressurization, but this is the exception for either combined passenger and cargo flights and cargo-only flights. The pressurization level can be adjusted but is typically set at a level that mimics an altitude of 1,828 to 2,438 meters, 6,000 to 8,000 feet above sea level.